Well, next, Joseph Veselsky, a Holocaust survivor who made Ireland his home, has died at the age of 107. He was Ireland's oldest man. Earlier, we spoke to his grandson, Nicholas Brown, about his life and how he'll be remembered.
I think I will remember him as a bit of a larger-than-life character, someone who was very kind to people, who always expressed interest in people, you know, took time to listen, to have a conversation with people from all walks of life. And then I remember him also for his, I think, quite incredible, you know, life story, which over time we found out more and more about him and about what he went through, particularly during World War II.
And he had an incredible life story. Tell us about his life.
Well, he was born in Bratislava, so the now capital of Slovakia. He was born on the same day that Czechoslovakian Republic was announced. So he was born into a Jewish family in 1918. He had one brother called Hugo and his parents. He started working after school in a bank, met my grandmother. And then in 1938, when he was about 20 years old, World War II started, the threat of German invasion started. Increasingly, obviously, the situation got worse and worse for people who were Jewish like him. So towards the end of the war, he joined the Czechoslovak resistance, fled into the Tatra Mountains. He was one of, I think, 400 people in his unit, of which 40 survived the war. You know, after World War II, he started working again, trying to rebuild his life after his brother and his parents had been deported to Auschwitz. You know, he was doing that for a few years, and then with the communist and Soviet takeover of Czechoslovakia, he felt he was unsafe again. And so that's when they took the decision to leave Slovakia. They moved initially, or took the train to Hungary, and then from there went to Switzerland. And they were in Switzerland for a few months until they had to leave again. They were planning to go to Australia. They had visas for Australia, but my mother, who was 2 years old at the time, was unwell. So they were advised that they wouldn't be able to do the journey. And just through some contacts that he had, he heard that Ireland was a good place to go and that he'd be able to move to Ireland. So they moved to Ireland in 1949, and from there, set up their life again.
His parents were deported to Auschwitz.
Yes.
He only found out about that in his later life, what happened to them. What was the impact of that on him?
He was initially, you know, very upset to see that in writing, the exact details of when they were taken, where they were taken to, and when they were killed. And that's because of the record keeping by the Nazis was in some ways so good that they had all of this information written down. He was very upset by that. He cried. My father had never seen him do that to his son-in-law. And I think it was, for him, was some type of maybe closure and relief in some ways to actually know exactly what had happened, rather than always wonder exactly what had happened and if he could have done something else to help them.
Tell me about his life in Ireland. He was a jeweller. He was captain of the Irish table tennis team, and he was well known in soccer circles too.
You know, when he first moved to Ireland, he didn't know very many people, but it was really through sports that he found a real life and found the enthusiasm that people had in Ireland for sport. Table tennis at that time was quite a small group of enthusiasts. He was obviously quite skilled, had also captained the Czechoslovak team previously, was really passionate about the game, about coaching the game. He coached it in various clubs and was thrilled to be able to lead Ireland and develop the game in Ireland. He was also actively involved in football, so he was on the board of directors of Shamrock Rovers and later UCD.
Well, he loved life. He remained active in old age, studied in Trinity College. That was so important to him, wasn't it?
That's right. So that was after my grandmother died. He was already in his in his late 80s when that happens. So he did a program called Extramural Education, where as a mature student, you can go and attend lectures. So he did that regularly for over a decade. And he also then received an honorary degree as sort of a testament to his lifelong learning passion.
Nicholas Brown, grandson of the late Joe Veselsky, who died at the age of 107. May he rest in peace.